This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Images of torrential rushing water surging down streets of defenseless towns in western North Carolina last September will not soon depart our collective memories. One of those towns was Marshall, northwest of Asheville. Businesses faced unthinkable devastation. Owners described water to the ceilings, shattered windows, and then, in the aftermath of historic flooding, they faced another reality. They were essentially on their own. The federal government's response? Scattered, as was coordination by then-Governor Roy Cooper. But volunteers soon arrived, along with clothing, food, and supplies, ferried in by helicopters and light airplanes. A business owner described what happened next. "We were here every day," he said, "every weekend, every evening. We were just here the whole time, and we did a lot of work ourselves." And the nightmare is ending. Marshall reopens today with activities planned through the weekend. The record store is back and will host live musicians. The coffee shop is open again. So is the brew pub and pizzeria and the bike shop. And the owners of a popular diner are debuting a new taco joint. Marshall is reborn. I'm Steve Woodward, a lot less teed off.